Hi, hello, welcome to Spirit Led Women. I'm your host, Katie Coberline, and I hope after today's episode, you are so freaking inspired, girl, and on fire to go build your business and your life with the Holy Spirit as the foundation. Let's dive right in. Hello, friends. I'm so deeply excited to talk about mental health today because I feel like it's a really big topic, and don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but I feel like we have normalized and been okay with clothing ourselves, and I believe they are lies. Now, I want to like start by saying that I think that like medicine and therapy and all of that is incredible. I believe like those are, you know, that is a gift, and if that is something that helps you. I mean, me and my husband did marriage therapy, and it really like taught us how to pray and things like that for our marriage. But I want to dive straight into a story in Luke, and I really believe this applies to modern day mental health because it is 8:50 in the morning. I have my worship on in the background. I have it muted, and I just sat here and wept, and I'm like, if only this generation, right? Millennials, the generation behind us, which is Gen Z. And I think that Gen Z is going to have revival. I believe revival is going to take place through our youth, through our young people. I believe that the generation behind them will have the lowest suicide rates, maybe even be suicide free, because I believe there is such a hunger for spirituality, y'all. Like the world is not turning more atheist and agnostic. The world is turning more spiritual. People are looking to find their healing and heal from their traumas and find their purpose and identity and all of these things through modern day witchcraft. And I'm not saying that to condemn or shame you. Like 2018, I was heavy on manifestation. Like I thought it was like the new thing. Like you can write what you want. You can manifest anything you want. We don't realize that all of our days were spoken ahead of us. Like, I don't want anything other than the Bible. And I had to have my own convictions. I used to have astrology apps, like delivered my daily message to my phone. Like I'm a X, Y, and Z. And here's my monthly and my weekly. Like I used to get all of that, you know, 6-7 years ago. I don't mess with it anymore because I just, I'm a child of God. That's my only label, right? So I just want to start by saying, like, when I read you these stories, this is convictions I've had one by one. And when I look at this, it breaks my heart because, like I've said, we've normalized, oh, I have anxiety. I have anxiety. Oh, I have depression. That's okay to be diagnosed with those things, but it's not okay to live there. It's not okay to put yourself in a mental prison from sun up to sundown. It's not okay to just go throughout your day and to spiritually garment yourself in those words, right? It's okay to feel them. It's okay to visit them. It's okay to have those moments. I have those, but it's not okay to have those be a mental prison of your whole life. Because when I open my Bible, I experience joy. I experience so much that a workout could never give me, that finances could never give me, that anything that is tangible can never give me. When I open this Bible, y'all know this is the only book you will ever open where the author is with you. Okay. And I used to be a self-development junkie. I got a library of self-development books. I love me some John Maxwell. But when I open John Maxwell, he's not with me. When I open the Bible, the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And I really believe if we were to see everything going on in the spiritual realm, and I read this in, I believe it's in Daniel 9. Okay. Anything I tell you, half the time I'm just paraphrasing it. Go and read through it. Daniel 10. You will see that when we pray, when we open our Bible, when we talk to the Holy Spirit, if we were to just close our eyes and see the spiritual realm, I believe we would see thousands of forces at war. Okay. We would see angels and we would see demonic principalities at war. So when you pray and you're praying over your family, you're praying over your husband, you're praying over, you know, something in your life, something that you want, there are demonic principalities that are at war with your prayers. Y'all know that, right? There are forces of evil against your prayer, but there are also angels by your side. I saw this from one of my favorite influencers. She shared it on her reels, Brittany Dawn. Y'all need to follow her, the real Brittany Dawn. She's one of my favorite people to follow. And she shared this story, and I ended up looking it up and Googling it. And there was this story of this Michigan couple who, and I believe these things are like far and few in between. We're not going to see a lot of it, but they caught an angel on surveillance camera. You can Google it. It's a Michigan couple. It was a story back in 2018. It was on the news, but they caught an angel like hovering over their car on their surveillance camera. And sometimes I believe, like, yes, there's a lot of fake stuff on the internet. Don't get me wrong. You can make things with AI, right? But I believe if you were to just not look out your backyard and see all these trees, like, and you saw the spirit realm, I believe there'd be angels protecting your home. I believe that there would be thousands of angels following you on your way to work, on your way to school drop off, on your way to go get your morning Starbucks. Like, there are angels constantly protecting, right? And I believe there's demonic principalities at war with our prayers. So this is what I want to talk about. I just had to share that story, but I want to talk about Luke. We're going to be diving into Luke 4. I've probably shared this before, but honestly, you can read the same story 100 times and the Lord can just like spiritually smack you in your face and it can hit you like a ton of bricks. So this is Luke 4, and we are going to be starting in verse 31. And like I said, I've probably read this before, but I want it to hit you new. And okay, so Luke 4, verse 31, I read out of this CSB, She Reads Truth. We're talking about Jesus. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and he was teaching them on Sabbath, which I love this because Sabbath was a day of rest. And the Pharisees are just like, all the religious folks are just like, they could not have it with Jesus and how he's just a rule breaker. He don't care about their rules, right? It says they were astonished at his teaching because his message had authority. When I read you these stories, if you're anything like me, I picture this. I picture a scene from The Chosen. I picture Jesus doing this, okay? In the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean demonic spirit who cried out with a loud voice, "Leave us alone. What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." So I want to take a second and dissect that. And it said, this man's body was controlled with an unclean demonic spirit, and the demonic spirit cried out. So I want you to know right there, it is not enough faith to say, I believe in God. The demons believe in God. The demons know he has authority. The demons know he's the Holy One. The demons have to bow down, okay? And this is what I love. But Jesus rebuked him and said, be silent and come out of him. 7 words, the demon was gone. Be silent and come out of him. And throwing him down before them, the demon came out of him without hurting him at all. Amazement came over all of them, and they were saying to one another, what is this message? For he commands the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out. And the news about him began to go out to every place all over the city. So as we read these stories, sometimes like people ask me all the time about prayer, like, how do I pray? I'm like, me and Jesus are best friends. Like, I'm not like, it's not like, oh, Jesus, like, and I get on my knees. Yes, sometimes I get on my knees, but I literally talk to him like we are besties. You know, prayer is, it's just that I've created such a strong relationship with Jesus that I'm just like in full on prayer mode. And I'm sitting here and I'm laughing after I'm weeping when I read this. I'm like, Jesus, you don't waste any time. You are so funny. Every single time you rebuked an unclean spirit, it was out immediately. You didn't wait. You were just like, get up out of there. Like, that's my daughter. That's my son. Enemy, you're done messing with them. Like, they've lived with this stronghold for too long. Every single miracle, the Bible uses the word immediately. The demon left. Immediately, their sins were forgiven. Immediately, they were healed. Immediately. And you know what Jesus tells them a lot of times? He says, go live in peace, not go back to your mental health. Go live in a day full of anxiety. Go live in all these strongholds. He says, friend, go live in peace. Your faith has made you well. And if we just could open our Bible and live that out, what revival would we see in our generation if we understood that when the anxiety starts kicking in, when the depression, when the mental health, when all these lies start overwhelming our brain, that we just say, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus. This anxiety does not have any power over me. It is a stronghold, and I'm not going to allow it to have power over me anymore, because the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth has power and it has authority. And his name, the Bible says that the demons and the demonic principalities bow at his name. All authority of heaven and hell and earth has been given to Jesus. Why are we not living that out? And like I said, it is okay to visit and feel the feelings, but it is not okay to live your entire day, week, month, year, life, adulthood, motherhood, clothing yourself in these lies, y'all. That is not the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is not clothing yourself in full-on panic mode all the time. The joy of the Lord is something that you should experience every day. His presence. Your faith has made you well, right? I don't want my faith to be on like weak mode. I need full battery hundo faith, okay? And when you dive into Luke and you keep going down, the Gospels are just filled with miracle after miracle. And this is, I'm going to share one more story with you. Okay. It says, and we're going to dive down, and this is, we're still in Luke 4 verse 30. When the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus. As he laid his hands on each one of them, he healed them. Can you just imagine for a second? Imagine the tiredness. I mean, y'all, I don't think this was 30, 40 people. I believe this was hundreds, if not thousands of people waiting in line. And it wrecks me because it's like these people probably, I mean, y'all, they were riding horses. They were walking. They probably weren't rich enough to have horses. They were walking in their little strappy sandals on dirt roads to go to the healer, to go to the Messiah. And the cross was made to give us the Holy Spirit. We don't have to stand in line for hours. We have the authority and the power right now to say, Jesus, I am struggling with X, Y, and Z. I need your power to just take over my body. Take this. I surrender. Like, I'm sitting on my couch, y'all, at 9 a.m. weeping to you, because it's like you don't have to live in these strongholds that the enemy has just labeled you with. Like, who gave you those labels, right? And it says, as he laid his hands on each and every one of them, he healed them. Also, demons were coming out of many, shouting and saying, you are the Son of God. I laughed when I read the next sentence because Jesus is so gangster. But he rebuked them. It would not allow them to speak because he knew they was the Messiah. So not only did he cast out the demons, Jesus was like, shut up, y'all. You're done. Like, just mute. He has that authority and that power, that voice in your head that is telling you, I'm not going to get through this. You're not good enough. You're never going to get past this trauma. You're never going to get past the shame of this divorce. You're never going to get through this anxiety. You are those labels. Jesus is like, hashtag mute. I not only do I have the authority to cast y'all out, but I have the authority to mute y'all. Y'all, I'm done. What else do you want me to tell you? Like, open your Bible and read it for yourself, okay? Luke 4 is beautiful. Once again, we're going to dwell on this sentence. I'm out here with a stuffy nose trying to preach the gospel. He commands the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out. And these people who waited in line, every detail is so special in the Bible. Not some of them were healed. Not just the first half were healed. Every single person in line, he healed. He healed. He laid his hands on them and healed them. Why is it any different for you, right? It's like the scene of The Chosen, the very end of the episode of episode one, when Mary Magdalene leaves the tavern and she runs out and Jesus grabs her. He doesn't grab her by her waist. He doesn't grab her and give her a hug. You know where he grabs? Her head. Because she had demons. She was tormented with her mental health. And sometimes I just feel like he wants to put his hands on your head and be like, daughter, you are mine. I've called you by your name. Y'all, I'm going to get off here because the Bible leaves me weeping. I'm not someone who can just like read the Bible and just like go and live my day. I just sit here and weep because I'm like, wow, wow, wow. How I'm changed. I'm changed. So I hope this impacts you today. I would love to have another mental health talk because the gospel is full of the cure of anxiety. The gospel is full of cures for mental health. So we will dive into that again next week. Have a blessed day and I'll talk to y'all soon. Sis, I see you listening to the whole episode. Thank you so much. I hope you feel inspired and on fire to get the Lord in the center of your life and your marriage and your parenting and your finances and your business. Get him all up in there, girl. And if you wouldn't mind, honey, after you hop off here, give me a review. Let me know how the podcast is helping you grow your walk with Jesus. Till then, I'll see you next time. Love you guys.